This show is brought to you by ERN, entertainment right now.
Welcome back. It is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. A little earth, wind, and fire. BJ Colleen is here, and I understand you have been driving a Mazda Miata. Is that right?
Yes, it is. You know, it's funny when, you know, you don't drive a stick or a manual transmission for a while and you get a car, you're like, oh, that's right. I think I remember how to do this, you know. So, and you don't want a Mazda Miata with an automatic transmission because that just means you've given up on life. You know, you have to have a right. You have to have a manual transmission because that's what the car is all about. So, yeah, I test drove the 2016 Mazda MX-5 Miata. And they were telling us not to call it a Miata, but even they've got it now because they can't get rid of it. It's part of an icon now, status. But it's funny because I have to tell you my original Mazda Miata story. When I was working at Motor Trend Magazine and the Miata first came out, it was a 1990 model. I think it came out mid-1989. And I was living in Venice Beach at the time. And if you know Venice Beach, you know they have a street called Ocean Boulevard that you go cruising up and down. And it was Memorial Day weekend, and at Motor Trend, we had a whole fleet of long-term and regular test vehicles. So everybody took cars, and I guess people were going on trips, so nobody wanted the Miata, because let's face it, it's a two-seater, it's got a small trunk. And I said, okay, and this is before the car was formally introduced. So I said, I'll take the Miata for the weekend. It's convertible, I'll drop the top, I'll cruise up and down the beach area. So Saturday, I took the vehicle, and I always like to take, when I was at Motor Trend, and even now, I take the cars out and see what people's reactions are. That's how I judge how popular the car is going to be. So I took the Miata and I started cruising the slow cruise up Ocean because it was, you know, beautiful beach day. And people kept yelling out questions. What is it? How much does it cost? It's so cute. Who makes it? And what's the engine? I mean, I must have answered within an hour's time span, probably 200 questions.
Yeah, it's a cute little car.
It was an adorable car. You know, it was a British sports car fighter.
Right.
It was a segment that nobody had ever seen before. It was an import. It was not expensive. I think the original starting price was around $14,000. And I, at some point, I just went, you know what? I'm exhausted. I can't talk anymore. I just went home and parked the car in the garage for the weekend.
Right.
I'm like, I can't answer any more questions. I said, this car is going to be a humongous success. And of course it was. It really turned out to be something special, that little Miata. And here we are. How many years later? You know, 26 years later, and the Miata is still moving along. Now, driving the Miata, I had the Club Edition, and they have three different trim levels, but I had the Club model, which Mazda's got a whole level of club racers that are out there, partially sponsored by Mazda, which is kind of nice. So I was driving this car around. You know, they all basically have the same engine,
100 horsepower.
Yeah, a little bit more than that, 155 horsepower. It started with 116 and 148 pound-feet of torque. So, you know, for the little car, because it's so lightweight and, you know, the manual transmission's direct linkage, it's really amazing. It's a lot of fun to drive around. Don't get me wrong on that. I don't want anybody to misunderstand.
No, it's a really nice driving sports car.
It is
fun. Now, it's not. I mean, I have an American Club Racer ACR Viper.
Yeah.
That's a whole other animal kind of, but fun. But the thing is that not everybody wants to turn into, go from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde or whatever it is when you turn into the monster, when you get behind the wheel of your car. But you still want to put the top down and have a little bit of fun. But I know where you're going with this, that it's just a little bit puny when it comes to horsepower. But go ahead, keep going.
I'm just going to say, yeah. So, I mean, for the size it is, the horsepower and torque are fine. The biggest problem I have with the Miata is the Club model as it sits is out the door. This one was tested at $33,000. And that's a lot of money for a car of that size that's restricted. I'm talking not a big trunk. No back seat, very little room in the interior. I did not like the connectivity system. I thought it was very confusing. That, to me, you know, is really important nowadays. But I guess if you can plug in Apple CarPlay, and I don't know if that car you could. But for $33,000, I did not have navigation. So I was like, okay, $33,000, I don't have navigation. What am I paying for here? Well, it had Brembo brakes, which is fine, that you should. And it had BBS wheels. But still, at that price point, you know, just some basic necessities would be really, really nice. So right. if you want a car that's a lot of fun to drive and scoot around, obviously it can't be your primary car because you can't do anything with it outside of take yourself and maybe one other person. But it's fun to drive. And I recommend it if you're doing it as a second car as a club racer. But for 33 large, you said you'd buy something else too, Alan. What'd you say? Remember we were talking earlier?
I think, you know, if you look at it, and it's tough to buy a new car these days when there's some really nice used cars on the market for the same price, but maybe a Z3 BMW, 2 years old or 3 years old. But not all the people want to have the high-dollar cars. They want to have these little, simple, fun-to-drive cars that are, you know, not making a statement with them. So yep. Let me take a break. We'll come back and talk some more about cars here on The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor with BJ Colleen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.